A few months ago, a study reported that Wilmington, North Carolina, has the highest rate of opioid abuse in the nation. This study was solely based on the abuse of prescription opioids, such as hydro and oxycodones, morphine, and the like. But heroin is the non-prescription player. Several agencies have come together to hold the Opioid Summit, Surviving the Epidemic. The summit is next Friday, July 29th at City Hall. Deputy Chief Mitch Cunningham from the Wilmington Police Department joined us and talked about a new program called Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, or LEAD, that's new to North Carolina.
North Carolina Harm Coalition brought it to our attention. It is a program that basically is a partnership between public health, the police department, the prosecutor's office, and essentially what it establishes is a more vigorous approach with case managers. So if you're a police officer and you come across a person obviously suffering, he's an addict, maybe he's in possession of a very small amount of heroin or another drug that they're abusing, you have the option to contact the case manager, and the case manager will immediately respond, get them the type of help they need. But they have to put together a plan for that person. And that becomes the central focus of all of these partners. So the prosecutor's office is willing to grant us the ability to, on very low-level cases, divert them into something that's going to get them help instead of continuing to just put people through the criminal justice system and not really addressing the underlying issue, which is the addiction. It's been very successful in Seattle, Santa Fe. There was a delegation from this region who went out to Seattle to look at it more closely. They were very impressed by what they saw. And I think the thing that makes it most impressive is the data that backs it up. While we all know that addicts will continually relapse, I mean, you have to understand that. It's going to happen. But if you foreshorten the time between the relapses and get them the help they need, you're able to get this case manager, be a central point of focus, get them the help, and then stay with them as they battle this addiction, because there's going to be ups and downs. Once you understand that, the case management approach makes a lot more sense.
Do you think that there's anything that the pharmaceutical companies could do to help this problem?
Well, in some cases they are. I mean, as you may or may not know, Wilmington police officers carry naloxone. That is the recovery drug. And right now we put it into the street first part of March. We've already had 18 saves. So there's 18 people walking around Wilmington alive today because of our officers using naloxone. That naloxone was given to us for free by a pharmaceutical company called Kaleo. So in some cases, the pharmaceutical companies are working to address this prescription problem. But every police department, EMS, folks in the fire departments were never prepared to have to acquire expensive drugs like naloxone. And so the degree that maybe these pharmaceutical agencies, organizations could put together maybe a foundation and do like Kaleo has done, that would be more than welcome. It's a big problem. You know, we got to look it in the eye if we're going to solve it. And it affects everybody. And there's probably people in your life, in my life, in people who are listening who are affected by it. So we got to just roll up our sleeves and all row in the same direction to overcome it.
That was Deputy Chief Mitch Cunningham from the Wilmington Police Department talking about the opioid crisis. The Opioid Summit is Friday, July 29th. Visit whqr.org for more information.